friends, will you join with me in our call to worship? In this fourth week of Advent, we honor God's gift of love. We mark the time leading to Christmas with light. We honor Jesus' birth, a light in our shadows. We worship in love, seeking to be people of love. Christ be our light and love always. The peace of Christ be with you all. I invite you to turn to those who are around you and extend the peace of Christ. It's a simple greeting. Peace be with you. Well, good morning and welcome. Good morning and welcome to all of you on this fourth and final Sunday in the season of Advent. My name is Kristen Phillipson. I'm the Minister for Worship and Spiritual Care here at Rosedale United Church. And joining with me in leadership today is our music director, Dr. Sarah Svensson, our organ scholar, Oscar Hodgson, our choir is here in leadership for our wonderful service of lessons and carols. You'll also see a number of young people who are in high school or home for university, and it's such a delight to have these young voices joining us as well in leadership this morning. Our blue candle, the blue moon, is for a young person, Tyler Sabapathy, who died almost a year ago. He would have been one of the young people that I would have called on to read today. And so that candle is in memory of him. We are, at Rosedale United Church, a congregation committed to supporting human flourishing here in the heart of this neighborhood and in our city. And after the service today, we're gathering downstairs at noon. Any young people who would like to lend a hand, we're making sandwiches for the Out of the Cold program down at St. Luke's, and you're welcome to participate in that. We make 200 sandwiches on the fourth Sunday of every month, and remarkably, 200 sandwiches, it only takes about 30 minutes to do when there's many hands. I invite you to take note of all the events and activities that you see listed in our bulletin, particularly our Christmas Eve services are listed there. If you don't have a bulletin, a program in front of you, we did run out this morning. If you're in a family where you are sitting beside someone you can share, maybe, and you don't have a bulletin, maybe you put up your hand and someone who's got an extra can pass and share to you, and certainly we'll have enough to go around. So as I mentioned, this is our traditional service of lessons and carols this morning. The service will proceed unannounced. All hymns are from our red hymn book. That's the VU, Voices United. Please take note if the program says we're singing only certain verses. I invite you to listen both to the longing and the sense of hope and promise that accompanies each ancient text that we will hear. These biblical texts are the product of challenge. Some were written by refugees living in exile. Some were written as people banded together to rebuild their cities after war. Others were written by people living on the margins. Listen for the longing this morning, and also listen for the hope and the trust and the deep conviction that we are not alone in our challenges. God is with us and accompanies us. Let us celebrate this morning the wonder of God who came to us, who is coming to us, and who is always with us in word, action, and with gentleness of spirit. We celebrate the advent of our God. The beautiful Christmas flowers that you see on our table this morning are in loving memory of Mike Berry, loving husband, father, grandfather, and friend to many. And these are from his family, Claire, Michael, Dee Dee, Holland, and Ashlyn. We hold you, Berry family, in our love and our prayers. Now I'd like to call on the Fermanois Castro Dozanski family to light our Advent candles.
Good morning. We have already lit the candles of hope, peace, and joy. On the fourth Sunday of Advent, we light the candle of love. Love looks like pets napping on your lap. Love sounds like the burble of a creek. Love smells like cinnamon. Love tastes like a good cup of tea, and love feels like a warm hug.
And I light our Christ candle this morning. This candle is a symbol of the light of Christ that burns bright in this congregation and in each of our hearts. It's a light that we take with us wherever we go, and it's a light that's strengthened in these times when we're together. Friends, I invite us into a time of gathering. opening our hearts and minds to the Spirit that is here with us. Let us pray. Loving and merciful God, we have come together awaiting the birth of peace on earth, goodwill to all people. This we seek and pray for, time and time again. Bless us with your love and grace on this day and always, we pray. And help us to open our hearts to others, family, friends, strangers, neighbors all, even as we welcome you and you welcome us into your loving presence. Help us to give of ourselves, we pray, in new relationships and in old, that we may reflect your love and your joy and your hope. Help us to cherish and to share, to be both loving and to allow ourselves to be loved, today, tomorrow, and forever. Oh come, Emmanuel, we pray, as we say together the words that he taught us. O loving parent, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our theme today is love. This is the Sunday when we light the candle for love. You will have received a little heart-shaped ornament, hopefully, as you came in. If you didn't, at the door there are heart-shaped ornaments and pencils. And I want to invite you into a time of contemplation around that word love. You were hearing as we lit the Advent candles some ideas of what love can look like. Love looks like pets napping on your lap. It smells like cinnamon. How would you complete that sentence for yourself? What is love like for you? What does love look like for you? What does love feel like for you? I invite you to write that on your little ornament, and later on the service, you'll be invited to take those ornaments and continue to help decorate our trees. And if nothing comes to you, that's okay. It's already in the shape of a heart, and you can hang that on our trees. And you're also just equally invited to enjoy this moment of peace as Sarah plays.
A reading from the book of Genesis, chapter 3. That evening they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden, and they hid themselves among the trees. The Lord God called to Adam, "Why are you hiding?" And Adam replied, "I heard you coming and didn't want you to see me naked, so I hid." "Who told you you were naked?" the Lord God asked. "Have you eaten fruit from the tree I warned you about?" "Yes," Adam admitted. "But it was the woman you gave me who brought me some, and I ate it." Then the Lord God asked the woman, "How could you do such a thing?" "The serpent tricked me," she replied. So the Lord God said to the serpent, "This is your punishment. You are singled out from among all the domestic and wild animals of the whole earth to be cursed. You shall grovel in the dust as long as you live, crawling along on your belly. From now on, you and the woman will be enemies, as will your offspring and hers. You will strike his heel, but he will crush your head." And to Adam, God said, "Because you listened to your wife and ate the fruit when I told you not to, I have placed a curse upon the soil. All your life you will struggle to extract a living from it. It will grow thorns and thistles for you, and you shall eat its grasses. All your life you will sweat to master it until your dying day. Then you will return to the ground from which you came, for you were made from the ground, and to the ground you will return."
A reading from the book of Genesis, chapter 22. The angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time from heaven and said, "By myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will indeed bless you, and I will make your offspring as numerous as the stars of heaven, and as the sand that is on the seashore. And by your offspring shall all the nations of the earth gain blessing for themselves, because you have obeyed my voice.
A reading from the book of Isaiah, chapter 9. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Great will be his authority, and there shall be everlasting peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and righteousness for this time onward and forevermore.
A reading from the book of Isaiah, chapter 11. A shoot shall come out from the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The spirit of the Lord shall rest on him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide by what his ears hear. But with righteousness he shall judge of the poor, and decide with equity for the oppressed of the earth. The wolf shall live with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the kid. The calf and the lion will feed together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the adder's den. They will not hurt or destroy, or on my holy mount, all on my holy mountain. For the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea.
A reading from Luke chapter 1. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her.
Friends, I invite you to join with me in our response and offering moment. The words are in your bulletin. We offer the work of our hands and the love of our hearts as a blessing for the world. So in this moment, you are invited. Sarah will play, and you're invited to hang your ornament on any of our trees. There are trees here for you to hang your ornament of love. You're also equally welcome to use the stairs over to the, on the very right, my right, your left-hand side, and decorate these trees up at the top that also need decorating. In this moment, you may also choose to offer a donation to our ministry here at Rosedale United Church, and if you'd like to do so, the box is at your back. And equally, you can use this moment just to sit and reflect and enjoy the music. Friends, we stand and sing in body or spirit, joining in our carol, "Lo, how a rose e'er blooming."
A reading from Luke chapter 2. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place in the guest room.
A reading from Luke chapter 2. Now in that same region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace, goodwill among people." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger.
Thank you. A reading from Matthew chapter 2. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem, asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For you observed his star in the east and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are by no means least among the rulers of Judea, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the Magi and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. For he then sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen in the east, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road.
Thank you.
Friends, I invite us before our final reading to join in a moment of prayer for our community, extending our hearts, our good wishes, and our good intentions to our neighbors close by and around the world. We lift up with gratitude those in our own community here who have been through surgery and have entered a time of healing and are healing and are well. And so we give thanks for Mary Eleanor Morris and those who shepherded her through her surgery, and Sandra Pitt-Blato and the doctors and nurses who have taken care of her. And we think of all those who are facing surgery and care to their health in the coming weeks and in the new year. And we give thanks for all of those in our healthcare system who are taking care. And we pray for wellness and for health. God of hope, you promise peace and joy and unfailing love. We wait for you, Lord. Our souls wait with deep yearning for you to act to bring hope to lives that are caught in despair, to make peace in cities wounded by so much violence, to move us toward joy and love. You are more patient with us than we are with you, Lord. You work in our hearts and our minds and our spirits, transforming us in deep places, so we become the place where your hope and peace and joy and love can come to birth. Give us grace in these days to slow down enough to pay attention to the work you are doing in us and among us. Give us grace to face hard truths that make a way for your changing power and healing presence. Give us grace to yield to you. We pray all of this in the name of Jesus, who has set us on this way of life. Amen. And we say together our ninth and final lesson from John chapter 1, and I'll invite you to join with me. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He came in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him. And without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. And friends, we stand again in body or spirit to sing our closing hymn, A Candle is Burning. We're going to sing verses 1-4.
Thank you.
Our God of love is always near. May we allow God's love to reign in our lives as we go forth in Jesus' name. And we bless each other as we go. Our sung blessing is, O Lord, how shall I meet you? It's Voices United 31, and it is the first verse.